The Marche AUX Puces unfolds over four consecutive days in its latest edition in Bite Mary at Marsacine Square, drawing in vintage enthusiasts, art lovers, and those in search of meaningful encounters. The open-air Marche AUX Puces brings together a variety of stalls in a warm and festive atmosphere. Founded by Danielle Kirigian, it was revived in 2015 after being on hiatus since 2002. Today, it hosts around 60 exhibitors. Visitors from all over Lebanon flock to Bite Mary, the founder's hometown, to enjoy the enchanting atmosphere of a purple sunset among the pine trees. Clothing, jewelry, accessories, furniture, vintage items, bags, food and snacks, you will find it all there. From Beirut to Batroun, the Marche AUX Puces persists despite the uncertainties weighing down a weary country, breathing new life into objects that are recreated, crafted and transformed to give them a second life. What makes this unique exhibition special is the mingling of generations. Young and old come together, engage in conversation and share their stories, experiences, and even their seats. The Marche AUX Puces goes far beyond a mere exhibition or sales space. It forges bonds among the exhibitors, who reunite at each edition in a ritual that is both festive and productive. They take turns, share their experiences and welcome visitors with unfailing generosity. In a country on the brink, this initiative revitalizes the economy on a small scale, allowing exhibitors to partially overcome a tourism, economic and financial crisis by offering the best of themselves and benefiting from the support of a kind-hearted and joyful community. Vintage lovers, in particular, remain loyal to the event. They never miss this tradition, which has become a must-attend gathering, chatting over a drink or a manosha, while promoting a more responsible consumption by breathing new life into valuable pieces from the past. The picturesque setting of Bite Mary adds a warm touch to this experience. Overlooking the Lebanese capital, this village, cherished since Roman times, stands out as a summer retreat. The sun sets gently over Bite Mary, painting the landscape in a thousand hues. Voices echo, laughter bursts forth, breaking the sound barrier. In this Lebanese village perched some 800 meters above the sea, life resumes its course, as an act of resistance or simply a return to the roots. Until August 11, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.